Every other Tuesday morning year-round, Dan Trail is found inside his aluminum truck parked at Stowe's Trailer Court. He's busily sorting through boxes and boxes of organic vegetables and fruit that he's just picked up from the barge. The produce has traveled about 1,000 miles from a warehouse in Oregon to Wrangell, and because of Trail, they're made available to Wrangell residents. His aluminum truck, which doubles as a storefront, is about 18 feet long, 6 feet wide, and not quite 6 feet tall. This means that Trail can't stand up straight. A bit hunched over, he hurries about the small space unpacking boxes and getting the produce ready for sale. Once the produce is organized and displayed, Trail will drive his truck to town and park in front of the former Jitterbugs, a space he rents, in time to sell at noon. Welcome to Tuesday's Organics.
Avocados, beans, broccoli, bunch carrots, celery, red chard, cilantro, cucumbers.
Trail rattles off a list of what he's offering.
Ginger, black seedless grapes, those are really good. Basil and oregano, kale, Italian kale.
Tuesday's Organics may be available for the whole community, but Trail will be the first to admit that shipping organic produce is first and foremost for himself. Trail moved to the Wrangell area in 1989. In the late 1990s, after years of eating non-nutritious foods, Trail says he went through a health crisis.
So I started seeking around for ways to improve my health and gradually came around to the raw food diet, which is all plant-based or mostly plant-based. And so naturally I wanted the most pure food I could eat to be the healthiest I could be, because I really had a long way to recover. And so organic was just what it had to be.
Originally, when Tuesday's Organic started, there was no aluminum truck.
I sold produce for 1 year in 2002, I think it was, out of my little, I had a little Toyota camper, and that was really pretty crowded. So I went away for the winter that year, and I worked and saved up some money, and on my trip back, I stopped in Seattle and shopped around for a couple of weeks and found this truck and drove it up.
For a short while, Trail made house calls. He drove the truck to people's homes and let them choose what they wanted to buy. Due to time and cost constraints, this practice didn't last long. Another change Trail has had to make is switching Tuesday's Organics from a once-a-week event to once every 2 weeks. What hasn't changed is the quality of the product. Trail describes where his produce comes from.
This time of year, like in the middle summer like it is now, a lot of them, most of them are probably from the Willamette Valley, right near where this company that I get them from is located. So that's the best, the freshest, because it only takes a day or so to get to their warehouse and then get shipped straight up here. I try to keep it as close as possible.
Trail has started selling produce and other products from even closer. Tuesday's Organic sometimes features local items right from Wrangell, like chicken eggs, turkey eggs, rhubarb, strawberries, mustard greens, and coffee. On any given Organic Tuesday, around 25 people walk through Trail's truck to peruse the goods, including a core group of loyal customers. For those in the community who haven't yet stepped inside the truck,
they should know that there's a sample plate. There's always a sample plate, and there's free samples. People can just take a little slice of this and that, and they're not obligated to buy anything. Just stop by and sniff and taste and see what they think.
After 7 years of selling produce, Trail has learned a few tricks of the trade.
Tasting is a direct way to get things to sell. And it's funny, too, because a lot of people avoid doing that because they know that they'll end up buying it if they taste it. Other tricks are to, like, if the strawberries are particularly fragrant, I say, take a whiff of those strawberries. And as soon as people smell that good strawberry smell, they end up buying it.
Even though an Alaska State business license hangs inside Trail's truck, and even though Trail pays city tax, Tuesday's Organics is not a profitable venture.
If I started this business to make money, I would have quit long ago. Because I kind of have to subsidize it with some of my own money to keep it going. But it sort of floats on its own.
But profit isn't what matters the most to Trail about Tuesday's Organics.
It's been a blessing, it really has, because not only has it improved my health a lot, and it just makes me happy to be able to share such nice, I feel like Santa Claus every week or two, you know, showing, ooh, look at what we got this week.
To find out what Tuesday's Organics has to offer even before Tuesday's, contact Trail or find him in his silver truck and get on his emailing list. This is Lisa Fu, reporting from Wrangell.